Of course, it's summer holiday time and plenty of people are splashing about at the beach or at the local watering hole or the pool. A few of our politicians are digging out their beach towels too. One of the most enthusiastic ocean swimmers is Communications Minister Malcolm Turnbull. At a Now Hear This storytelling event earlier this month, he recalled one of his memorable boyhood summers.
Of all of my memories of summer, the one that sticks in my mind the most is one, and I've so many memories of summer and holidays, and most of them relate to Bondi Beach or swimming or doing things in the water, having always lived in Sydney. But I remember I must have been about seven, I suppose, and I was down at Bondi Beach with my father, and I had a surfer plane. The only old people like me remember what surfer planes are. But they were blow up, like little surfboards, but you blew them up and they were ribbed rubber things. My father and I had been surfing together, and then he decided to go put some flippers on and go and surf, catch some bigger waves out the back. He was a very good swimmer. And he had instructed one of the young lifesavers on the beach to keep a very good eye on his boy, on me. And I was catching waves out on sort of on the Ben Buckler side at the north end of Bondi Beach. And I fell off my surfer plane and was washed away. And I remember, I was a good little swimmer, but I was in a rip and I was getting frightened and so forth. And I can remember as clearly as though they were etched in some sort of crystalline blue stone, the waves around me. I remember I can see the actual shape of those waves, and I can see how they were getting bigger and bigger as I was getting further out. I can see how I can feel sense today my isolation and my loneliness and the desperation and the sense, even as a small boy, that I was going to die. I was going to drown. Because I knew about the dangers of rips and the surf, but I could feel that I was almost being pulled under the water. And then I saw, swimming through the surf, perhaps at first not quite as far away as the end of this room, I could see my father swimming towards me, and I knew that I was going to be saved. And that memory of summer and salvation, is the one that I hold most clearly, not necessarily most dearly, but most clearly, etched more sharply than any digital image could ever be.
An evocative story there from Malcolm Turnbull, who was recalling summer holidays of past at the Now Hear This storytelling event at the New South Wales State Library, which was hosted by Melanie Tate earlier this month. And you can hear the whole program, which also features stories from ABC reporter Sally Sara, as well as broadcaster and writer Sarah McDonald, today at midday here on RN.